questions?
Yes. About how many dealers do we have in the state of New Jersey? Do you have an idea, Mr. McCann?
Probably the number of dealers is for us, it's 137. I don't know the total across the state. As a percentage, you know, you're probably at least at 50%, most likely higher.
And if this is a good thing or a bad thing, why would there be exemptions?
Well, that's a great question. So there's an exemption as well of 75 sites or less, which in effect, you know, differentiates distributors or marketers like ourselves from others. So if somebody has, and it's nationwide, but in reality, our business is very regional. Sunoco, in fact, only goes, you know, doesn't go any further west in states like Mississippi or Indiana or Michigan. And most are even more regional. So if you likely have 74 states nationwide, you probably have just about that many in New Jersey or this region as well. So they're still, if zone pricing is in fact bad, it doesn't necessarily address it. It doesn't change, doesn't solve the problem.
It allows the zone pricing to be okay for those people with under 75 stations.
Correct.
So you've got two different classes of people, one more 75,
yeah.
One less.
And the other important thing, too, is that the rest of the marketplace, Wawa, Costco, anything that's a company owner-operated site, they can still price however they choose. So no matter what in the market, unless you've set a specific price, you'll always have price fluctuations. Things like real estate, you know, contracts, labor costs, taxes, they all impact, you know, what someone's going to price at.
One last question.
Sure.
So if we remove certain competition, isn't competition what drives the price down for the consumer?
Absolutely. I mean, competition is absolutely what drives the price down. From a consumer standpoint, the entrance in the market of Wawa, Costco, these big box retailers, is good. It controls the price of gas. It reduces it. It's a challenge for our business, just like any business. If you run a fruit stand and somebody comes in across the corner and opens one up themselves and starts charging a nickel less, well, you have to tighten your belt and figure things out. So we continuously have to do that. Is anti-competitive.
And zone pricing, if I could, Madam Chair.
What we're going to do is, I see Senator Carnell wants it, but we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Senator Carnell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's interesting. One, thank you for meeting with me. And I've been thinking about some of the things that you said and some of them that you repeated here. It doesn't explain to me, when you talk about Wawa, Costco, others, why we have the situation, which is readily observable, in Teaneck and Bergenfield. There were no Costcos. There were no Wawas. There was no – it seems to be right across the board. As long as I have been observing gasoline prices, which is sort of coincidental with my originally being elected into the Assembly, I have been looking at gasoline prices at the pump. Because I was an adherent of self-service gas, and I continued to monitor what was going on. How can you explain the disparity in pricing in those two towns with the rest of Bergen County?
It's
going north.
Sure.
Okay, I really don't know what it is going south, but going north.
Sure, and I don't know the specific sites, so I can't get into the detail of why one is one, but as I'm sure everybody here does, because the prices are on large signs on the corner, I've been monitoring gas prices since I got my license at 16. I enjoy when the price is lower, and I am able to take advantage of that by filling up my car. But in terms of those prices, you know, it's a question, too, in any market. The real estate market itself, you know, prices vary from not just city to city or county to county, but sometimes neighborhood to neighborhood. And there's a number of reasons for that. And prices vary. You could have two locations across the street from each other, but you could have one individual that has a challenge in terms of say, their real estate costs. Maybe they struggled last year, and they had to take out a second mortgage. So how do they pay that off? Maybe they need to adjust gas prices. You may have somebody else that has, in the market, I think everybody's seen, and there's less of them now, but there's gas stations that have the old garage bay. You know, so they have the, Joe's, Sunoco, and Garage, right? So they make money differently than, say, Hal's, Sunoco, and convenience store that's next door, because they sell different products as well as gasoline. But in the end, their bottom line is the same, and they have to, you know, make more money than they write checks for to stay in business. So it's impossible for me to kind of answer specifically, one station on in one part of one corner versus another. There's so many factors that go into it.
It's difficult for me to understand your answer.
Okay.
Because if you have a station that has had special problems, they obviously need to have more business to work their way out of those problems. And if their price is higher than the fellow across the street who didn't have, aren't all of the customers going to go to the station across the street? And isn't that a formula? If he raises his prices willy-nilly, he's going to find himself with no customers, and his business is going to go right down the tubes even faster. That's just not the way business works.
Sure.
I think there are two basic reasons why folks fill up their tank at one station and at another. One is location and convenience of the location, getting in and out of the station and all of that type of motivation. And the other is price. And I think people will even go to a place that's a little less convenient if there is a significant difference in price. It seems to me that if you have the capacity, if you are the supplier, and you have the capacity to charge a different price on one side of the street than you charge on the other side of the street, that you have the ability to determine who is going to be successful and who's going to fail. And that's a tremendous amount of leverage that your company would have against an individual dealer who is certainly nowhere near got the financial capacity that your company does. And so what the objective of this bill is to have you sell your product at the same price everywhere. Now, I haven't seen that Quinnipiac study, but it seems to me to be counterintuitive. If that Quinnipiac study determined that all prices go up if zone pricing goes out of the marketplace, the only way all prices could go up is if the suppliers of gasoline raised their prices to all of the dealers. Now, I suppose that's possible if zone pricing goes out, but we do not have one supplier in the whole state of New Jersey. We have competition among the suppliers. And I do believe that your company wants to sell gasoline in greater quantities next month than it did the month before. And the way that one does that in any business is with pricing policy. But that pricing policy should be even-handed over. Well, are you telling us that if this bill passes, Sunoco is going to raise its price to all of the dealers in the state?
No, if I may. A couple of things to address your points. The first is, well, I agree, and I encourage folks to look at it because it's a complicated issue. And the study, Quinnipiac, may be counterintuitive, but it doesn't mean it's not accurate and that the prices do go up. The complexity is, we're, as a marketer, we're not pulling the oil out of the ground, refining it, and controlling that whole vertical integration. So we don't set prices in that way. Prices, in fact, are set on us, and then we pass those down to the dealer as well. So